yeah, you made it, you made it.
Welcome to another episode of Below the Surface with MJ. On this podcast, we dig deep on important topics and go below the surface. I've missed y'all. What have you been up to? I haven't talked to y'all in a while. So today, I have a life update. What's been going on with MJ? Let's talk about it. So I have some questions, some common life day update questions. And so we're going to talk about it. So let's get into it, baby. All right. So the first question is, how are you doing mentally? This is a great question. I love this question. So I would say I am doing great mentally. I'll talk to you guys about just where I've been and what's been going on, but I'm doing really great mentally. I think mental health, of course, is such an important thing to be concerned about, but mentally I'm well, life is great, I can't complain. You know, certain things, of course, are not easy, but we make it do what it do, so I can't complain at all. So I would say I'm doing great mentally. So what have you been up to? So for those of you who do not know, I have taken a little break from recording my podcast, and that is because I just finished my PhD. I am officially Dr. Carter, Dr. MJ. So clap it up, baby. Done. Y'all, I've been in school for 30 plus years. Can you believe that? 30 years from the time that I started in pre-K all the way up until now, 30 years. I'm not even 40. I'm not even 35. So I've been in school all of my life. But I'm excited because I officially graduate on Mother's Day of 2024. So this is an exciting time. To be honest, it still hasn't hit me yet that I am Dr. Carter. My students, of course, call me Dr. And then now certain people call me doctor, but it has not hit me that I'm officially Dr. Carter. Like, this is crazy. So that's what I've been up to, finishing up school, wrapping up school. There's some things that I'm working on currently. But yeah, so it's an exciting time. So mentally I'm doing well, wrapped up school, life is great. Now it's like, what's next? That's the next question. What are your plans post-graduation? Wow. So there's certain things that I do want to work on that I don't want to necessarily say just yet, but there's some things that I'm working on. I do have another business venture that I'm working on that hopefully I can release in the next few weeks. That is based on my research, so I'm excited about that. So stay tuned for my next business venture. What else? What do I plan on doing? I plan on traveling more. I definitely need some vacations. I am tired mentally. I'm tired of just like working my brain, you know, writing papers, showing up for school, being present, given 110% in all aspects of my life. So I do need some time away and to just unwind and turn off my phones and just relax. So that's definitely something I want to do. So I have some trip ideas planned with different people in my life that I absolutely love. So I'm excited about that. So the next question is, how was your educational journey? So my educational journey has been great. Of course, there's been moments that were difficult. I would say my bachelor's degree was good for the most part. Met some really cool people. Then after my bachelor's, I got my master's. Now that was the toughest part of my educational career. I went through a lot of what I guess would be racism, being a black woman in a all Hispanic department. That was difficult, but I made it through. And then my PhD, you know, there was a few hiccups of experiences that I've had, but it's kind of like you learn, like my dad says, being in school is like academic hazing. So you know, it's been good for the most part. I think mentally, if you're one who wants to go to school or you're thinking about going back to school, just prepare yourself for, you know, the opposition, prepare yourself for the highs and lows, but don't give up. Like, that's the biggest part of, to me, about finishing a degree is seeing it through, right? Like, a lot of people, anybody can do it, but a lot of people can't because they don't want to see it through. So, you know, if hiccups come, if obstacles come your way, the biggest thing is to, you know, keep looking forward, have tunnel vision, and realize that you can make it through. So that's my advice for that. All right, next question. What are three lessons you've learned this past year? So we're in 2024, but what have I learned in 2023? Three lessons. So one of the lessons I've learned is to be consistent with who you are. And what that simply means is, you know, no matter what comes your way, no matter how difficult life gets, no matter what curveballs you're thrown, be consistent with who you are, right? Like, know who you are and stand in that, stand in your truth. Be confident in who you are. Know who God has called you to be, and be consistent in that. No matter what people say or what people think about you, or, you know, what ideas or what thoughts people have about you, you have to just remain consistent and true to who you are. Like, that's the biggest lesson I learned in 2023. Another lesson I've learned in 2023, I would say, is self-love, of course, is the best love, right? Love on you. If nobody else does it for you, show up for yourself. And just love on you. Like, love who you are. Spend time alone. Know how to be quiet in your own thoughts. Like, it's okay. And I guess understanding my third lesson is that nothing stays the same, and that's the good and the bad, right? Like, so if you're experiencing a tough season, nothing stays the same. If you're experiencing what you think is the best time of your life, unfortunately, sometimes nothing stays the same. And so, like, whatever comes your way, stay true to who you are, stay consistent, realize that nothing stays the same. But it's just you and God. Like, that's all I can say. Like, you just gotta learn how to love on you, love on God, and that's pretty much it. So I would say those are the top three lessons that I've learned in 2023. All right, next question. What advice would you give to anyone wanting to pursue their dreams? I would say, me personally, is to never stop dreaming. That's the biggest thing. To me, I'm a dreamer. Like, and it's crazy because most people are like, you're not excited about finishing your PhD. I am. I'm excited, but I'm like, what's next, right? Like, I'm a dreamer. And so for me, I hate to say it this way, like, I'm never satisfied, because that's not true, but it's always something more for me to accomplish, you know. So writing a book is on my list of things to do, and so talking to publishing companies is something that's next for me. I think just never stop dreaming. Write your plan down. Understand that sometimes the plan does not go how you imagine it to, so being able to scratch that out and start with plan B, and if that don't work, scratch that out, go to plan C. Know how you're going to get there, even if opposition or obstacles come your way. Like, not giving up, but keep going, right? And writing it down, and thinking through the plans and the strategies that you have to get to that goal, to the end goal. Tunnel vision. Like, I am a tunnel visioner, right? I just, like, have an idea, and it's gonna happen. It's going to happen with me and God. It's going to happen. So I would just say, write it down, stick to the plan. If the plan don't go your way, have backup, but make sure you get the job done. Pray, ask God for his guidance, ask God to be in his will, and he will see you through. Like, he will definitely see you through, most definitely. All right, so what are your summer plans? So as I stated, my summer plans is to be outside. My summer plans is to travel. I want to take a trip with my mother and my brother and my dad for Mother's Day, maybe like her birthday in July. Want to take a trip with my bestie, definitely. So yeah, there's a few trips that I want to take. I just need to experience more of that travel. I've been working for 30 plus years and I need a break, because I really haven't taken a break. I'll take like a trip or here every so often, but I need some vacations for real. Like, I worked hard to now it's time for me to play hard and enjoy life. So that's the plan. What are your short-term goals? My short-term goals, I would say, is, like I said, to launch my business. I'm working through some copyright trademarking stuff right now. And so once that is complete, then I'll roll out my business. So my goal is to have that released within the next, I would say, 3 months. The website is done. And so I'm really excited about that. So really excited about that, because that is where my passion is. And so once that is released, then we can kind of talk more about that. But I'm really big on holding certain things to your chest until the Lord releases you to share. And so that's a short-term goal. What else? Traveling is a short-term goal. Purchasing some things, making some investments are short-term goals. And then the next question is, what are your long-term goals? My long-term goals are probably writing a book. That's my long-term goal, definitely. And just like I said, investing, making long-term investments that will leave a legacy for my family, my nephew, and my nieces. So definitely. All right. So how has 2024 been for you so far? Like I say, I'm really big on, like, when people be like, 2024, that's my year, that's going to be my year. I never say stuff like that, because the Lord will show you, right? Because stuff is always changing. So you might have a great day today and not have a great day tomorrow. So 2024 has been good to me. I'm grateful. Life is great. So much is happening right now within these four or five months. Like I said, I'm graduating this year. Plan to make some big purchases this year. So far, so good. My family is well. My health is well. So life is good, and I'm grateful. And if the Lord decides to shake things up, I know with him, I can get through it. And so 2024 is what it is. As long as I'm in God's will, we are good. So right now, 2024 is good. I can't complain. Let's see. The next question is, how do you balance everything? Work, family, friends, and hobbies. I'm really a planner. I do a lot in one day. In my 24 hours, I make the best use of my 24 hours. I do a lot. I work a lot. But I think for me, I balance by really keeping a calendar. Like, most people can't keep a calendar like me. Like, my family laughs at me all the time, because throughout my day I constantly have different, like, alarms and things like that going off. But it's really to keep me on track, and that's the only way I've been able to survive, with, like, working on my PhD, working full-time, teaching at two universities. Like, that's the only way I've been able to do that. And so for me, like, I'm a scheduler. Like, I have to plan everything out and think through, like, how my week looks. Like, every day I have a plan for my day. And so I think that's how I balance, you know, being able to balance my jobs, being able to balance my family, my friends, And I really, to be honest, have not had many hobbies. This is a hobby, which I'm glad I finally can go back full time with this. But I haven't really been able to have hobbies because I've been in school. So now I can finally start to explore the things that I really, truly want to do. So I'm really excited about that. But I would say I'm a scheduler, I'm a planner, and that's the only way I've been able to survive, honey. So we're down to, let's see, the last question. The last question is, are you happy? 100%, I am happy. I am so happy. Like, God is good. Life is great. There's so many things to be grateful for. I love my below the surface family. Like, y'all still, like, crazy thing is, like, I wasn't even recording and y'all was still watching old episodes. Like, I appreciate y'all streaming old episodes. We are back in full effect. Life is great. Like, I cannot complain. Like, I'm telling you, when you give God his time, when you really have a pure heart as far as like your intentions with people, and you love people, you love God, like he really do reward, he rewards that. Like, he really examines the heart, and not everybody may understand you, not everybody may understand me, but at the end of the day, like, God understands me and he knows me from the inside out. So life is great. I'm happy. Like, life is so great. Like, I'm just so grateful. But y'all, this is the updated life update with Dr. MJ. I'm so glad to be back with y'all. Yeah, baby. But anyways, y'all, I'm gonna wrap it up. We are back every week, every Thursday, with new episodes on Below the Surface with MJ. Y'all stay tuned for the next episodes because I got some stuff for y'all. I got some stuff for y'all. Y'all stay tuned. Until next time, guys, I will see you. Bye. Made it. Oh yeah, you made it. You made it. Baby girl, you made it. You made it. Oh yeah, you made it. You made it. Been a long time coming. All these blessings rolling in, I ain't even see them come.